Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Fairy Tale Pets. It was written by Tracy Corduroy, and it's illustrated by Jorge Martin. And it looks like it's got a number of really cute pets. I wonder what kind pets these are. How well do you know your fairy tales? You got a lot of children's stories in your head bouncing around, my child? Mm-hmm. Good. That's just what we needed. Okay, so without any further ado, today's story is read by Mommy. And
some random dog that just walked down the street.
A random dog that just walked down the street?
Woof.
Woof. Love it. All right, puppy, are you ready for your story?
Woof.
Woof. Here we go. Bob lived on a nice, neat hill in a nice, neat house with neat roses. His dog, named Rex, was friendly and smart, and he was very quiet and neat for a dog. Their life was perfectly neat and fine. Except they were very, very poor. "I need to find a job," said Bob. "But what could I do?" And then Bob remembered he loved animals, and the neighborhood was full of them. "That's it. I'll take care of pets," he cried. "Easy." So that night, Bob and Rex put up posters all around town. They said, "Need help with your pet? Then Bob and Rex are here for you. We walk dogs, we cat sit, we house hamsters. No pet too big or too small. Come to the house on the hill." "All ready," said Bob the next day when, ding dong, the first pet arrived. "Hi," beamed a little golden-haired girl. "Could you please take care of my baby bear while I'm on vacation?"
Bear? Gulped Bob.
He had been expecting hamsters and bunnies.
"Don't worry," said the girl. "He's such a little sweetheart."
And waving goodbye, she skipped away. But then, the little sweetheart found his voice.
"Someone's been eating my porridge. Someone's been sitting in my chair. And someone's been sleeping in my bed."
No, stammered Bob. That's Rex's bed."
But in jumped the bear and crack.
"Oh my," cried Bob, staring at the mess.
What happened? In the pictures, we can see the bear dumps over the bowl of porridge, yells about the chair, and then when he gets on the bed, what does he do to it?
Break it.
He breaks it into big chunks. But the bear didn't care because now he had a splinter. No sooner had Bob gotten the splinter out when,
ding dong,
another pet arrived.
"I'm Jack," said the boy at the door. "Can you take care of Gabby, my goose?"
"Phew," smiled Bob. "Much easier than a bear." Jack took some beans from his pocket.
"Take these in return," he said.
"Beans?" asked Bob as he took the goose in.
"No, where should we put her?"
he wondered. But Gabby soon found the perfect spot for her nest.
"Someone's been sitting on my head,"
grumbled Baby Bear.
"And she's still there. Look!"
"Don't worry," gasped Bob. "We'll get her down."
But the goose did not want to be moved. She fluttered and flapped and pecked and she squawked. This bird has
her nest on baby bear's head. Uh-oh. Which is not a great place for a bird to have a nest. Wouldn't you agree? Mm-hmm. And then suddenly out popped a big, heavy egg. Crash! Good heavens! Exclaimed Bob.
Too noisy!
Cried Baby Bear. I don't think things are going very well for Bob. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Poor Rex had barely cleaned things up when...
Ding dong!
No more pets! Groaned Bob. With a heavy sigh, he opened the door to see a rather green lady glaring back. I'm not so sure that this is a green lady. What do you think? It looks like something else.
Here, she said in a growly voice. Take these nice, quiet billy goats.
No, wait, pleaded Bob. We don't have room for all three. But the goats were already inside. Trip, trap, trip, trap, went their clunky hooves, tiptoeing over teapots and trampling over tables and...
Oh, they stepped on my toes,
squealed Baby Bear.
What
a ruckus. Shh, shh, whispered Bob, or you'll scare the goose. But it was too late.
Honk!
Gabby hooted, and out tumbled several more eggs. They thumped and bumped and bashed and crashed.
No!
Wailed Bob. The house was a wreck.
That's it! No more pets!
But just when Bob thought that things couldn't get any worse, three little pigs skipped up to the house.
Our, puppy needs a walk,
the leader cried.
He's really friendly, honest.
Bob looked at the puppy.
It was positively huge.
I'm sorry. We're full, he exclaimed, but the puppy just opened its big, wolfy mouth, full of big, sharp, wolfy teeth. Then it huffed, and then it puffed,
and it blew the house down.
Honk!
Honk!
Oh, Rex,
gasped Bob.
I'm done with pet sitting.
The problem was, what else could he do? Then out of his pocket fell one of Jack's beans.
That's it. I'll be a gardener,
Bob decided, planting all the beans at once. Soon they would grow, and then he'd sell them at the market, and he and Rex would live happily ever after.
Hooray!
Cheered Bob with a great big smile.
What could possibly go wrong?
He says. But we know about Jack's beans, don't we? Because we've read Jack and the Beanstalk before, and we know that it goes right up to a giant, right? So he's going to have a giant problem very soon. Don't you think? Mm-hmm. Oh, Bob, I think the answer for you, sir, is to move away from Fairy Tale Village because I do not believe you're going to have any peace while you live there. Don't you agree? Mm-hmm. But that is a pretty funny problem to have, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And it is also. You want to say it with me?
Woof!
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.